This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In studying 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, we started at the end and worked backwards, noting that everything we experience is to be seen as God's will. Since that's true, we should thank God in all circumstances. If it's hard to see how it could be God's will, then we're encouraged to pray. Since life is filled with such challenges, we're encouraged to pray continually. As God answers our prayers and we see what He's doing in our circumstances, it will cause us to experience and express joy. Joy, however, is not experienced and expressed only after we see what God has done. We're enjoined to be joyful always. In other words, we're to rejoice by faith, anticipating what God is going to do. Is that easy? No. But if we remember Paul's words in Philippians 4:4, it might help. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. No matter what you're experiencing, the Lord is there with you. Rejoice in Him. He understands and knows why you're experiencing it, your part in it, what others are doing, and why they're doing it. And He knows what He plans to do. Romans 8:28 promises we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him and who are called according to His purpose. Psalm 23:4 affirms, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me." Can you say this by faith?